All these five aggregate of form and mind, the Buddha start with asking them, is it permanent or impermanent? Because like the form, physical body, you know, is it permanent? It goes the way of nature. He has taught them about the five daily contemplation and other things. Then likewise, feeling. Yeah. And after feeling is what we have as perception. Then activity of mind, sankhara, mind state, and consciousness. Then after they reply that they are impermanent, then the Buddha asks, is form pleasurable or it tends towards suffering? Because it's impermanent, it surely tends towards suffering. So the other aggregate also same, because the reality is you will attach, you will cling, then it tends towards dukkha or suffering. But if you don't attach, don't cling, there is no dukkha. Then the Buddha actually transformed it. Then he asked the bhikkhu, he said, whatever that is impermanent and tends towards suffering, is it right to say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be mine? In this phrasing and explanation, it becomes very clear. Because it's not a permanent unchanging entity. So how can it be you, understand? Not like the physical body is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. So if these aggregates are impermanent, they come and they go, the better explanation is what I have shared with you all through my own cultivation and contemplation from the past. If they are impermanent, which I saw in the mindfulness training awareness, then the question is, how can they be me? Just like this physical body, not a permanent unchanging entity, go the way of nature. Definitely, it is impermanent and it cannot be me. Then like feeling is the same. Feeling come and go, I didn't die. When I have pleasant feeling, it transforms, become unpleasant feeling, I didn't die. But when you have the Dhamma, feeling become pure feeling. There is no duality of pleasant and unpleasant. But before you have the Dhamma, the understanding, this is what you saw, understand? Tends towards suffering. So whatever that is impermanent and tends towards suffering, how can you cling onto it, grasp onto it, hold onto it and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, this entity can own, all this can be mine. There is delusion, sakyadity. That's why from that understanding, I actually developed the wisdom and break free from the five aggregate of formula. Because when I meditate, I silent, I develop that awareness. Then I realize feeling is dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena. Definitely, this type of entity cannot be me. If it's me, when it transforms from one state to another state, when the pleasant feeling ceases to be, did I die? I didn't die. When my perception arises and passes away, did I die? I didn't die. Then how can it be me? Very clear cut, isn't it? And definitely it's not a permanent unchanging entity, because when I silent, I realize they follow this nature's law. Of course, the Buddha gave the teaching of paticca samuppada, the 12 condition arising, dependent originating. So upon contact, feeling arise, feeling condition, craving and all these things. So these are the flow, the movement. So when you are mindful, when you are aware, you can see That way you can see, you realize, feeling actually can be transformed into craving. When there is attachment, delusion, then it becomes grasping aggregate, understand? So similarly, perception is the same, come and go, you didn't die. So this is how you develop the wisdom through awareness-based meditation. Then when this wisdom arises, just like this morning when I write the two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind, we can investigate into it, we can put it to test. So each and every one we have gone through, the form aggregate, feeling, perception, sankhara activity and consciousness, they are of the nature to arise and to pass away. And you didn't die. So how can they be you? So obviously, all these are dependent originating entity, not a permanent unchanging entity. So you cannot cling onto it, hold onto it, grasp onto it and say, this is me, this is I. Means feeling is me, perception is me, consciousness is me, all my thought processes are me. No such thing. That's why to see this, to realize that the five aggregate of form and mind, they are impermanent. Then from there you realize the empty nature, non-self nature. There is not a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling onto, grasp onto, hold onto and say, this is me, this is I. Therefore all this can be mine. So from there you break free from sakrality. Then you start to realize the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind, which is the mental aspect. The mental fire. When the perception we perceive, the external sense data come in, and together with the four aggregate of mind and this mental form, it become the five aggregate. So this one is with the content, namaru, five aggregate of form and mind, second aspect. That's why under the Paticca Samuppada teaching, initially is avijja paccaya sankhara. Avijja, ignorant, paccaya sankhara. Then sankhara paccaya vijnanam. Then vijnanam paccaya namarupa. Nama rupa. So here the first link is avijja, ignorance. So ignorant means ignorant of truth, of the Dhamma, the nature's law that governs life and existence. When you don't understand, when you have this avijja, ignorance, what will happen to you? You want to know, you want to understand. So one thing to know, one thing to understand, one thing to experience, what do as a human being? You go to school, you don't understand, what did your teacher say? Go back? I go back and think about it, understand? Because you only have the instrument of thought. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara, when you have this ignorance, when you want to understand, you go and think. And what is thinking? Arising of thought, isn't it? And how did the thought arise? You need the brain, the memory, isn't it? That's why the newborn baby don't have that brain built up. There is no thought. They can have pure direction. But without the conditioning, as a kid, not much use. But when you grow up, become sophisticated with the memory, then you can still have the direct seeing without the content of consciousness or the memory affecting you. And that is direct seeing. So what happens is when you make contact with the brain, your brain, make contact. What happened? This one is an organ, isn't it? Correct, right? Then, like the physics experiment, let's say this one is the switch, yeah? And this one is the light bulb. So upon contact, this light bulb lights something. So the lighting up is like you become conscious. So what happened is, upon contact, this brain, which is memory, trigger of thought and so on. And what is thought? Respond to all these memories in the brain. So brain is memory. Then what is thought? You can find out when you are aware. Thought is response. Memory. Without memory, you cannot trigger off thought. Thought cannot arise. So when you understand this, upon contact, the light bulb lights up this one. Thought consciousness arise. Understand that? You understand that? Like in the seeing, it's only the see consciousness. In the contact with the brain is only the thought consciousness, understand? The content hasn't gone in yet. So this one, vijnana, is the thought consciousness. This one is actually the pure consciousness because the content hasn't gone in yet. Understand? Can understand, like the physics experiment. Like in the seeing, just that consciousness, the seeing consciousness. So upon contact, it's just the thought consciousness. Pure, you know. Can follow? Huh? Then what happened? Because you have your brain, your views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, you stir, you react, you input the content of consciousness. Input content. Oh, consciousness. Then this one become Namarupa, five mental aggregates of form and mind. So can follow. This is what happened in your brain. Ah, English, yes.
Because the first thought is avidya.
Yeah.
Ignorant.
Yeah.
That's why we are ignorant or deluded, that's why we think.
Sankara. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, one thing to know, that's
it. One thing to know, one thing to experience.
Yeah. But the vijnana
yeah.
cannot be pure consciousness because already caused by the first ignorance and the
because you know why. Wait, you know why it's called pure? Because the content hasn't gone in, understand now?
But it's already defiled by some.
No. The content hasn't gone in, understand? It's just like your direct seeing. In the seeing, it's only that seeing consciousness. You know what is seeing consciousness? When you see, there is an entity the ego see. But in the seeing, the Buddha say, there is only the seeing consciousness. No one to see. Means no egoic mind, no content, no delusion, no sakyanity. That's why it's the pure consciousness. And what is pure consciousness? Receptacle. Remember? The receptacle, like the container that receives the content. So the receptacle got no content, how can it be defiled? That's why in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. In the hearing is just the hearing consciousness. No one to see, no one to hear.
This is applied for
all awakened, consciousness.
Awakened being, not deluded being.
No. Enlightened being, non-grasping, understand? Non-grasping means after the content went in, this one become grasping. Understand? Because delusion is there already. Then because of this form and mind, there must be contact. Because he said dependent on nama rupa, there must be contact. There must be sense basis. Salah yatana. Because without sense basis, salah yatana, this nama rupa cannot arise. This vinyanang also cannot arise. So dependent on this, the Buddha concludes there must be sense basis. And dependent on sense basis, there is contact. Then contact, condition, feeling. So this one, if you are enlightened being, arahant, this one doesn't move. The Patijasamutpada say feeling, condition, craving. But if you are enlightened, there is no craving. You understand not? There's a feeling become pure feeling.
That means these pure consciousness, pure feelings are for awakened, enlightened beings. That means in sequence is the
the enlightened being don't have avijja, understand? No? Then they no need to think, understand? No? But they can also think where the five aggregates are still there, understand? No? Because what you need to understand is these aggregates are non-grasping, pure aggregate. So the form is also non-grasping because of the wisdom. It no longer deluded. Form delusion no more, thought delusion also no more. So this one become vijja, understand? Not? So vijja can also condition sanghara, understand? Not? But this one is not thought due to ignorance. This one is thought that is born of pure consciousness, which is without the delusion behind, without the avijja behind. So what happened is, this one, when it arises, the arahant arises the right thought, the pure thought, free of the evil roots. It doesn't mean he don't have thought, understand? He still have thought, but he's become right thought, understand? Then one with the avijja one condition this to be evil root, understand? Negativity of form and mind, where the content of consciousness is with the evil roots. But the arahant, vijja, create the pure thought, the pure content, understand? And this one, because it's pure, salataya tana still there, he still got contact, he still have feeling. But when feeling arrives, he cannot grasp and cling, because there is no delusion, no craving. That's why Patijasamutpada stop here. And they teach you what? Cut at feeling. True or not? They ask you to cut at feeling. You think can cut? When there is vijja, only you can cut. When you have the enlightenment. When there is no vijja, this one becomes craving very fast. Then straight away it follows to become grasping, then becoming, then the whole mess of suffering. That's why this Patijasamutpada, you are mindful, aware, so fast it happened. And you straight away stir your mind and react. You cannot see things as they are. You cannot be at peace with it already. Understand not? There is no pure feeling, equanimity. Whereas the enlightened being, at the moment of sense experience, they can be at the moment of contact, at the moment of feeling, and cannot move, cannot move. That's why I told you last time, it's like, it stay there, but it cannot move, because of your mindfulness awareness and your wisdom. The unisop on the sacral pop come out, this one cannot move. In fact, when it is here, the direct seeing, they already know, this one cannot create problem in external phenomenal world, the external form. cannot create problem, right? Cannot dilute it already. So because of that, this one is the pure consciousness with its pure content. Understand now? Without the evil root, without the delusion. That's why they always arise the wrong, the right thought, non-deluded one, without the evil root. So when this flow is stopped here, then they will not be subjected to craving, grasping, and becoming.
But you for non-enlightened beings,
yeah,
by having this, what Bharatiya has explained, with pure consciousness, with pure mental form and mind, that means we still have this pure consciousness.
Yes, the aggregate is still there.
Non-awakened beings, we can have the pure consciousness, even though we have avijja as a...
Oh, you mean a normal puttajana?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, because this one, when you have mindfulness, you can be at the moment of the consciousness. Understand? When consciousness arises, like I said, when contact arises, the awareness can be at the moment of contact. Then when feeling is being conditioned, it can be at the moment of feeling. But pure feeling, it cannot move. Then all the other aggregates or all the other links, he also can see. Like the moment of sanya, perception, what it perceives, the awareness is there. Understand? Then after that, how the thinking, the activity of mind, how the mind state, how they are being stirred and conditioned into it. Before he become an arahant, before he has the wisdom, he saw all this happening. Understand? The 12 links. Then he developed wisdom, he straightened his view, he developed vijja. Then this one become pure. This one also become, this one was normal. You can be at the moment of consciousness, pure consciousness before the content went. But when the content went in, because it's vijja, this content is right thought, following Noble Eightfold Path. Understand? No evil root, no delusion. So from here, it explain very clearly, dependent on this, for this to arise, the namaru, even arahant arise this. Salayat tanak must be there. There must be sense spaces, otherwise all this cannot flow. Understand? So dependent on namaru, there must be sense spaces. And because there is sense spaces, it will condition contact. Contact will condition feeling. Then this one, if it's avijja, it will condition craving. Grasping, becoming, then you take birth. Yeah. So this is transgression. You become and you take birth. Yeah. You become the rapist here. You become, this one here is craving, is lust. Yeah. Then you tenaciously become like lustful. Yeah. Then this grasping aggregate will trigger you become that lustful person or the rapist who want to rape people already. Then from becoming, you take birth, means you transgress and do it physically. Understand? Transgression is physically. You are born into that rapist. Understand? This one is becoming. You become like a rapist already. Understand? Then when you rape, physically, transgression, you acted out already. So this is how the Patisyasamubbada actually flow. But the traditional teaching in the Theravada, they cannot understand all this because they cannot see this thing. And how upon contact, the light bulb lights up. Here, Sankara is contact with the brain. They don't know this, they don't know this. That's why this one, they cannot explain. So how do they explain? Yeah? How do they explain? This one they say past ignorance, the last thought. Understand not? Because this one is avijja that conditioned the karmic volition. You want to know what is karmic volition? So karmic volition will condition rebirth consciousness. Like that very easy to explain, because of ignorance, avijja, then you create karmic volition, means last thought moment before you die, because of karma, you take rebirth. So this is rebirth consciousness. Then it conditions nama-rupa, he said, this is the first aspect of the five aggregate to become a human being. Then because you are a human being, you have your sense basis. And because of the sense basis, you have contact, you have feeling. So the whole paticca samuppada to them, oh, this must be correct. Understand? And they cannot understand what is birth. They think born into another life. Understand? This one, paticca samuppada, is every moment, every instant, happening within your form and mind. It's not over three periods of time. Yeah. So all this, when you are mindful, aware, you have the ability to see and realize what is going on within the form and mind. That's why mindfulness is very, very important, critical. Okay? Yeah. Any question? Yeah, Han Yuan, yes. Yeah.
Radio.
Yes.
Sankara appear twice, is it? Because there's Sankara after Avijja, and then Nama Rupa also, there's the Sankara there.
You must understand, here Sankara means mental activity, understand, or mental thinking, understand, or. But Sankara is the content of consciousness. It has many meanings, understand? But in this link, this Sankara is thinking, understand? You go to the brain and think, understand? And to think, you must have the aggregates of perception, understand? Then your memory trigger off. When you perceive, then your memory come in, your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system input the content, understand? Because you are confused by the word. Why you look at the word? You silence your mind to be aware, then you understand. Because when you aware, how you create thought also you know. Why I say thought is response to memory? Well, I saw it. The moment that content went in, that whole thing become thought, namaru. That avijja paccaya sankara means, because of ignorance that link, you keep on wanting to know. Wanting to know what you do. You go and think, understand? And how you think? You go to the brain and get the thought out. Respond to memory. Understand? Whereas that namarupa, when you input the content, it's not thinking anymore, understand? It's your views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system, whether it's moral or unmoral, that mental intention inside there, which is also sankara. Sankara is mental activity, thinking, mental intention, mental state, mental formation. All these are sankara, understand? Everything that your brain or your mind can do. So when the Buddha teach the paticca, he's very specific. Avijja paccaya sankara, that is the thinking one. Understand? That's like upon contact, thought arise. But initially, it's the pure consciousness, vijnana, by the physics experiment. This one is a natural law. Understand? Do you need a God to create seeing? Thinking? You don't need this. Like the physics experiment. When the conditions are there, this one light up, isn't it? Understand? When the causes and conditions are there, that's why they are dependent originating, then the light up light up. The lighting up is you become conscious.
I want to try a metaphor.
Sui, use the mic.
I want to try a metaphor that seemed to work for me in my brain. So correct me if it's going in the wrong direction, then we don't waste time. So when we, Vinanang to me is a receptacle, so I think of it like a cup, and then our memory, I like to drink coffee, so let's say this coffee powder, okay? Whatever I accumulated, okay? So this is the essence, coffee essence. Then I've got a cup, and then Nama Rupa, I think of it as water, plain water, because when I dilute this, the whole thing turns brown, it proliferates. So I get a lot of different forms of all our brain, all our pictures. So when I have one memory, like a dog beat me before, the minute I see a dog, right, let's say this is a bad memory, see a dog and I have a negative, it's like I add pepper into my coffee instead of sugar. So it's avijja instead of avijja. It goes in, and then I start to think about, oh, this is a bad dog. I've hit this kind of dog before. It's going to bite me, you know? So all the water will make this, whatever I have in my memory, proliferates and make the whole cup filled up with it. So the salayatana is like an apparatus, a spoon. Contact, my action of stirring the whole thing. So I don't know if that helps. So when you want to say coffee, the coffee powder, the container, and the water is a cup of coffee. But here, we're talking about the essence of the coffee. This one, the cup and the water, when you add all three together, it's still coffee. So Sankara, inside Sankara, we have Vinyanam, we have Namarupa, we have perception. But here, we are looking at this. I don't know if that helps. That's how I see it.
You see, this one is how my daughter Sui apply rational contemplative understanding. To him, this is easier for her to understand. But you can approach it from any method or, any direction. But more important is, no need to use all this understanding. Silence your mind and find out. Like I say, when you silent, what happens? You want to inquire, investigate how you create thought. Then why you think? Why do you think? Because you don't understand. True or not? That's why avijja. One thing to understand, one thing to know, one thing to develop the experience, you think. But that is the only instrument before you have awareness-based meditation, before you develop the ability to be aware. You will think. Your consciousness is always up here. You realize or not in the past. You always, I won't say aware, you always think from here, understand? Because your senses are all nearby. That's why this one, the brain, together with the senses, you create thought very fast. So this is where thinking is. But when you are aware, you don't stay up here, you stay here, understand? When you stay here, what happens? This awareness nature see. It's the pure seeing, the direct seeing, the pure vijnana, understand? But the content hasn't gone in. No word, no label, nothing, no concept. The brain got memory because you already grown up, so conditioned, but it doesn't affect you because you have awareness. You are using your awareness as a direct seeing, sitting as they are, understand? So no need to use all this analogy. Through your awareness, you understand this one. That's why I say it can be at the moment of arising of that pure consciousness. When you become conscious of seeing, like the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. No one to see yet, no egoic mind yet. Why? Because this is pure seeing, direct seeing. Like they say, kan san, bu shi san, understand? Because he sees things as they are. This is pure vijnana to the enlightening, understand? And then they also have to live life, understand? They also input the content, understand? And what is their content? Dhamma. They act not from memory, they act from wisdom, understanding, Dhamma understanding. That's why they will arise the Dhamma understanding to act. That's why acting with wisdom following the Dhamma way. Understand? You don't act according to memory. That's why ignorant condition this. And this one is brain, memory. And this one, the Arahant also have. But memory cannot delude them because they have the wisdom already. Understand? That's why they can have this direct seeing. That's why normal people, you try to practice direct seeing, you go and try. I wish you all the luck. You cannot practice wisdom one. Wisdom is not a knowledge for you to practice. Yes.
Thank you so much, Rathya. Now I understand you're explaining in a way of cultivators.
Yeah.
Because all the time I thought this is for deluded
person. Yeah, because you are very used to the Theravada teaching type of format. The Vijja cycle and the Avijja cycle.
Yes.
Understand? The Vijja and the Avijja cycle, there are two cycles.
Yes.
Understand? The arising of ignorance that condition the dwelling. Then when you become enlightened, they say
reverse.
The reversal cycle. You chant, in the chanting we chant, isn't it?
Yes.
Paticca Samuppada. They got the two cycles, understand? That's why it confuses you because you think it's like that. But the reality that happens when you have sati and mindfulness awareness, you see. And you don't need to like chant the reverse cycle and all, because the Buddha teach them to retain the memory through chanting. Understand? That's why they chant. But when you chant without understanding, it becomes like two cycles. Understand?
Exactly. Thank you so much, Bhatia.
Sadhu.
So tonight only I really understand pure awareness,
the whole movement. The whole movement. Because earlier on, you are not ready to ask this type of question. Because last year, especially after August, you all developed a lot of understanding. We had the sharing was different really. Then after that, only you have this condition to ask the further question, then I can explain.
I have this doubt quite some time, but I have no chance to ask. Yes.
So today, there is condition, then this one come to be. So when you go back to the cultivation from the pure awareness, you no need to use word to rationalize all this. Because Sui's approach is he like to contemplate and use all this analogy to make things easy for the IT student. IT work that logic. So when we are a cultivator with awareness, we work based on awareness. Understand? We don't use all this. That's why I say this one is initially like one of the skillful way for you to build up your conceptual understanding. Then later on when the awareness comes, the mindfulness comes, she will transform very fast. She only need to stabilize that mindfulness because she has very good grasp of what I share and what I teach. Except he cannot see and realize the thing because the awareness nature not stable. So give her some time. When she has the awareness nature, she will penetrate all this and understand very fast. And she will become very different. After that, he look at the whole world different again.